This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, welcome back, Nation. Nico Harrison will not be in his normal seats tonight. Beefed up security protest planned before the game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Okay, wow. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Nate Taylor covers the Chiefs for The Athletic. Segments brought to you by The Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call The Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. This is perfect, Nate, because I'm trying to decide how I'm going to bet this game on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the only thing I've been able to observe this week is the Chiefs seem kind of laid back. And I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
Normal.
Okay.
It's nuts. Like, it shouldn't feel that way to you,
right?
But that's the reality. Like, Andy Reid's very specific about, like, it's going to be a slow build. Like, you know, we've been to the Super Bowl. Like, hey DeAndre Hopkins, chill. Like, just chill.
This is your first time.
Everything's fine.
We've been there, done that.
Yeah, everything's fine, man. Just chill. We'll have a great little team dinner on Friday, Saturday. And then, you know, and then we'll play the game. Like, he tries to keep it as normal as possible, and you're like, it's the Super Bowl. But they've been there so much that he's got all the leaders to agree and to fall under that sort of, like, philosophy right now. It's so different from, you know, when they went to the Super Bowl in 2019, their first time with Patrick. And I just remember just, like, how wide-eyed everybody was, because it's like, you've been dreaming your whole life for this moment. And now they treat it like week 14.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's nuts.
Our guy Brian Broaddus worked with Andy Reid with the Eagles, right?
Was
and the Packers?
Green Bay.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was with Andy. We were right out of the jump. Andy and I were neighbors in Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to ask you this question about Andy. Is that do they have an advantage as him being the offensive coordinator or with Steve Spagnuolo being defensive coordinator? Where's their advantage that they have in this game?
In this game, I'm really tempted to say Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah.
As crazy as that is, because, I mean, I just wrote about this in The Athletic. Mm-hmm. They have won 9 straight postseason games. Ridiculous.
Sure.
In all 9. And I was thinking about, like, there's got to be something more to this.
Mm-hmm.
And there is. You can go to any game in those 9. Second half, there's something that Steve Spagnuolo does that gives the Chiefs an advantage.
Sure.
And in postseason games where it's one game scores, and, I mean, you got Chris Jones and you're blitzing Trent McDuffie and Justin Reed's an amazing sort of can-do-everything safety. Like, they just don't give up the big play, and I think a lot of that is because once Spags figures out some schematical advantage – he's going to pressure you. He's going to exploit it. He's going to make Josh Allen freak out with the season on the line. I mean, I thought Jalen Hurts played really well 2 years ago. So you could say, well, Nate, because he's been in the Super Bowl before, because he's seen the Chiefs before, he understands Spagnuolo's going to blitz. Well, maybe that's not as big of an advantage. They've beaten Josh Allen 4 straight times in the playoffs.
Sure.
Like, it's just Like
MVP Josh Allen.
Yeah. And even though Josh didn't turn the ball over, they still made him frantic at times. Sure. They still made him a little bit erratic. You know, he can't even go through his reads, you know, on that fourth and five blitz. So I think Steve Spagnuolo has given Andy Reid an even bigger advantage, if that makes sense, because as he told us, I don't have to go – it's like having two head coaches, essentially.
Right.
Like, I don't have to go and be like, what are we doing on this third and whatever?
Yeah,
or, hey, what are you thinking about from this, like, standpoint? It's just like he can just manage the game, the challenges, the – you know, okay, how do we want to use timeouts? What are the analytics people saying, you know, to me in the headset? And then it's like, oh, he wants to just blitz his what? He wants to blitz his best corner? All right, let's see it. Like, okay, like, sure. So I think the Chiefs could have a better defensive performance than people realize if they tackle Saquon Barkley.
Sure.
If you tackle Saquon Barkley and you get to 3rd-and-7, the advantage kind of goes back to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So that's a tough ask, but I think that's what all the players know. Like, man, if we can just get to 3rd and 4th down, we feel like we can. Our coaches can out-scheme Kellen Moore.
Sure.
What about the history and the track record and the matchup of now it's Andy Reid and Mahomes versus Dick Fangio and that Eagles defense that is just phenomenal?
Now, one could argue that Vic Fangio has a perfectly good defense and probably better than any defense he's had when playing Patrick Mahomes. He's never lost to a Vic Fangio defense.
Mahomes hasn't.
Never lost.
Carves him up.
7-0. And it's not close.
Uh-oh. Wow.
It's
Dawson
not.
Just now betting here. Yep. Get ready.
Yeah, it's
close.
I mean, look it up. I mean, now last year was a little bit different because he was with Miami. They were injured, injury prone,
getting frostbite.
Yes.
Arrowhead.
Oh my God, what a day! We should never play football in those temperatures. But
did you cover that game shirtless?
Oh, I did.
To fit in with the.
I bundled up. Yeah, I've never been more proud to own snow boots with no snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So Vic Fangio goes, well, why don't I do something different? You know, because. He's beating me every time now, or we haven't created enough turnovers. Let's just blitz the living daylights out of this man. Let's try to speed him up. He just checked it down, just made calls, just carved him up. And it's just like, so I don't know what Vic Fangio can do other than his players just being incredible, whether that's Jalen Carter. I love the two rookies in the back end between Mitchell and Cooper Kupp. Like, it's an amazing roster that they put together, you know. Can they tackle? Can they cover Travis Kelce? I think those are the things that I'm concerned with. And if Mahomes uses his legs, I mean, how do you account for all of this? And then, oh, by the way, he's running for another first down. It drives people wild. And so you want another stat that
yes.
I think Vic Fangio should be very aware of?
Yes.
Not that he has any control over it. 8-0 in domes.
Oh,
Patrick Mahomes is 8-0 in domes. He has gone to Vegas every year since that stadium was erected.
Yeah. Yep. He owns it.
And has never lost. And that obviously includes last year's Super Bowl. So he's 8-0 in a dome. I remember in 2019, the Lions were not good. But, of course, they, like, got up for playing the Chiefs.
Oh, I remember that game.
And it was just like, hey, man, we need to go, like, 80 yards with, like, 2 minutes left. And the place is loud. It's jumping. Yeah, he just went right down the field, scored a touchdown. You're just like,
it's crazy.
It's nuts.
It is.
Yeah. So yeah,
it is. When you had to be negative about this team,
yes.
How rare is it? I mean, is it? And do people ever on the side of it saying you're too much, maybe a homer? And I'm not saying you're a homer.
No.
But I'm saying you cover a team. That has been
so good.
It's so good.
Yes.
If you say something negative, do Kansas City fans push back on you?
No. I mean,
or they want the honest.
Yes.
They can't do this.
I mean,
they can't do this.
Yeah. I mean, we are from the Show Me State. You know, I'm from Kansas City. So, you know, I've grown up watching this team all my.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
My life.
Right.
I'm very aware of the fact that, like, and we were talking about this after before coming on, like, they've had great draft classes.
Sure, they really have.
They're still bust. Yeah. They're still bust kind of sprinkled in there, but that's every team, and you try to acknowledge.
By the way, that GM doesn't get enough credit.
Brett
Everybody
Veach.
Talks
yes.
about
He's
Howie.
Been brilliant.
Howie.
Yes. Yes.
Veach, Veach does a really yeah. good job with you guys.
Yeah. You know, I wrote a column in October saying, help this man. Like, yeah. help him. Because Patrick, I think, at the time had, like, 8 or 9 interceptions and, like, 6 touchdowns. But that's because Rashee Rice was hurt, and Hollywood Brown got hurt, and Juju Smith-Schuster got hurt. And I said, like, they have to trade for somebody. Now, I made other suggestions. They got DeAndre Hopkins. But you can see where the issues are in the season. The brilliance of the coaching staff, though, is that, as you said, mm-hmm. the general manager finds something to
yeah,
help you with.
They work. He works really well with yes. Andy. Andy loves him, by the way.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Hey, I think we should. No one, anybody could have had Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
it wouldn't have gone as well, maybe.
Right.
But Kareem has been extremely motivated to do good on this second opportunity with Andy, the team that drafted him. So you have the general manager that is willing to go out and solve problems in the middle of the season, and then it's the brilliance of the coaching staff to be like, okay, we've tried that for 2 months, no more. Okay. Ooh, that's interesting. Like, we should try that. Like, they didn't run RPOs for like half the season.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Hollywood Brown comes back, they're like, oh yeah, we should just do RPOs because it's A, not on film, yeah. and B, now we have the receivers to do it, and this Xavier Worthy kid who's really, really fast, we should use him mm-hmm. in yeah. like, you know.
Now he's emerging.
RPO action.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
it's just like, so again, they solve problems. It's hard to explain to people that, because everybody in Kansas City in November was like, oh no, we've lost to the Bills.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Oh no,
yeah.
we're going to lose the one seed. Oh no. And I was like, this, we've seen this every year. Like,
sure.
it's okay.
You can't judge them in the regular season.
Yeah, it's very hard.
They're
to.
Doing all this winning, but they're not
yes.
doing it the way that you imagine.
They're
a
not
dominant
that good.
Team to
they're
do.
Winning by one score.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this: do you get a really good feel for your team in the preseason, the way that Andy plays them in games and stuff? Because when Dallas,
yes.
we never have a feel
of what the team is.
What
yes.
the team is.
That is a great point. Because Andy, unlike most coaches yeah. in the league now, plays his starters through like the first half.
Yeah.
In the second preseason game.
Sure.
And the question is, Andy, why are you doing that? Because guys could get hurt.
It,
you know, that's the shot.
Me, yeah.
Sean McVay's like, I don't want anybody hurt.
Oh, no.
And Andy's like, Nate, how do you get good at football?
Yeah.
you play football.
Yeah.
So if you haven't played football
in
6-7 months, how are you going to get good at it?
Right.
You got to play. And it's a way for him to engage the players that are starters to the guys in reserve. Like, you're going to see how we operate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a rookie, let's say you're a rookie DB, we're gonna play the starters for the majority of the first quarter, the first preseason game, and then you're going to see everybody for the majority of the first half. Then they become your assistant coaches.
Right.
Because they're still in uniform. They just played. They were just out there.
Right.
And now it's going to create communication and chemistry and, like, hey, at some point, Justin Reed might get hurt. And guess what? Here comes Jaden Hicks, a rookie. And you went through what it's like to see your teammate play, and then if you happen to go in, it doesn't necessarily feel as unusual or as uncomfortable as it could be because we didn't play anybody in the preseason.
Nate Taylor covers the Chiefs for The Athletic. Do you have time?
Yeah.
A couple more minutes? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
What's Travis Kelce have at this point? Do you think he's going to retire?
Okay. This man cannot retire. Can he not? Not right now. Just give me like 5 months, okay? Because obviously I've written what feels like a book.
Mm.
People have asked me, is he going to retire after the game? And I was like, I don't need that stress in my life.
Please don't.
I don't need to write more things on Super Bowl Sunday. So I think if they win on Sunday, you got to really look him in his eye and say, it's not going to get better than this.
Yeah.
It will only get worse.
Sure.
He's somehow – and he's a great route runner. He's very durable. I think that's something that people don't totally acknowledge a lot. His body is held up incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 35.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're going to get faster.
Yeah.
So he's playing. He's maximizing what he has right now with the brilliance in his mind of like, hey, I know exactly what the quarterback wants, you know, based on this coverage, based on this scramble drill, based on what we're supposed to do in the red zone. Clark Hunt told me on Monday night, and this is what happened with Jason Kelce, we're going to give you about a month, regardless of what happens on Sunday. So if the Chiefs win and he has some, you know, great game, great performance, you ready to settle down with her and start a family?
Yeah.
You get a month to, like, figure that out because – you know, it'll be March, and then it'll be free agency, and we need to figure out what the roster's going to be. So it's going to be compelling, but I would love for him to retire on, like, March 10th. Don't do it on February 10th, please.
Yeah, I could see that, Nate. I mean, this has been an absolute grind of a week, grind of a season. I did end up going money line on the Chiefs, by the way.
Oh, smart man.
Good call. If they win, I'll send you the best brisket sandwich you've ever had.
I cannot wait to be in Dallas next year. We were talking. Jerry World is the last stadium I will have gone to or completed.
Scratch it off the list. You're going to love it. What we need to do, though, is open the roof after you gave us that
please,
stat.
Please.
Yeah.
I mean.
Not that that will matter.
Now, 2022 season, my friend. The Houston Texans opened up the
roof. Opened the roof. Yeah.
Ooh, guess what? They lost.
They lost.
They lost to the Indianapolis Colts.
All right.
So Jerry,
we need the roof open that day.
So on Pro Reference, you know, on Pro Football Reference, it says, hey, there was a sky.
Sunday, The Athletic debuts their new game, Connections. There's a sports edition here, right?
Yes. It's going to be so much fun because of the jargon that we all talk in sports, of the examples we have of how, you know, certain things connect to life and pop culture. If you like playing any of the New York Times game, the quiz, obviously, the word cross, I love Wordle specifically. They had me do an ad 2 years ago, and I was like, this is silly. But yeah, I've been a guinea pig for it. I've played it. It's a lot of fun. Get addicted now. Get addicted on Sunday. There's going to be so much time for us, and I always have to remember this, like, you know how excited we are when you wake up and it's Super Bowl Sunday? And I especially remember this as a kid during those 90 Cowboys. I'm like, man, like, what's Michael Irvin going to do today? What, Dad? It starts at 6 p.m.? It's such a long time. Like, you know, the run-up, you know, that day, it takes a while. So, yeah, give a little bit of a couple minutes. It's free. Give a couple minutes to play Sports Connections because I imagine there will be some Super Bowl themes
There we go.
For you to play on.
Nate Taylor of The Athletic. Fantastic report, man.
Thank you.
Congrats on your success.
Appreciate it.
Everybody follow him on X and read his stuff on The Athletic. Nate Taylor here with you on The Fan. Krusty's Corner coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
I got some questions about this trip for my guys. We'll do that next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.